Until We Meet Again, The Parable of the Unwise Bee, by Elder James E. Talmage, 1862-1933, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. How many of us are wiser than the unwise bee? Sometimes I find myself under obligations of work requiring quiet and seclusion. My favorite retreat is an upper room in the tower of a large building. The room is somewhat difficult of access and relatively secure against human intrusion. I am not always without visitors, however, especially in summertime, for when I sit with windows open, flying insects occasionally find entrance and share the place with me. A wild bee from the neighboring hills once flew into the room, and at intervals, during an hour or more, I caught the pleasing hum of its flight. The little creature realized that it was a prisoner, yet all its efforts to find the exit through the partly open casement failed. When ready to close up the room and leave, I threw the window wide and tried at first to guide and then to drive the bee to liberty and safety, knowing well that if left in the room it would die as other insects there entrapped had perished in the dry atmosphere of the enclosure. The more I tried to drive it out, the more determinedly did it oppose and resist my efforts. Its erstwhile peaceful hum developed into an angry roar. Its darting flight became hostile and threatening. Then it caught me off guard and stung my hand, the hand that would have guided it to freedom. At last it alighted on a pendant attached to the ceiling, beyond my reach of help or injury. The sharp pain of its unkind sting aroused in me rather pity than anger. I knew the inevitable penalty of its mistaken opposition and defiance, and I had to leave the creature to its fate. 3 days later, I returned to the room and found the dried, lifeless body of the bee on the writing table. It had paid for its stubbornness with its life. To the bee's short-sightedness and selfish misunderstanding, I was a foe, a persistent persecutor, a mortal enemy bent on its destruction, while in truth, I was its friend, offering it ransom of the life it had put in forfeit through its own error, striving to redeem it, in spite of itself, from the prison house of death and restore it to the outer air of liberty. Are we so much wiser than the bee that no analogy lies between its unwise course and our lives? We are prone to contend, sometimes with vehemence and anger, against the adversity which, after all, may be the manifestation of superior wisdom and loving care, directed against our temporary comfort for our permanent blessing. In the tribulations and sufferings of mortality, there is a divine ministry which only the godless soul can wholly fail to discern. To many, the loss of wealth has been a boon, a providential means of leading or driving them from the confines of selfish indulgence to the sunshine and the open, where boundless opportunity waits on effort. Disappointment, sorrow, and affliction may be the expression of an all-wise Father's kindness. Consider the lesson of the unwise bee. From the Improvement Era, September 1914, pages 108 and 109. End of the section, Until We Meet Again. The Parable of the Unwise Bee, by Elder James E. Talmage, 1862-1933, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Read by Duane Case.